on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I mentioned it at the top of the show. Lots of Halloween alternatives that people are looking for here in the Albuquerque area, and actually in Santa Fe as well. Blaze Church has one going on tonight, and others. We've posted those on our website at klyt.fm. You can go there to find out more. And also, actually, you heard at the top of the show that Lee Strobel is coming to Albuquerque. He'll be in the pulpit at Calvary Church this weekend for all the weekend services. Details about that are on the web at calvarynm.church. All right, with that, let's welcome our next guest onto the broadcast. Danielle Stokes joins us from, Western New Mexico. And Danielle, I appreciate you reaching out to KLYT to let our listeners know about the ministry that's being done there. And an event coming up. So we'll start first with the ministry. Please remind me the name of the chapel that's located just north of Grants.
The name of the chapel is called Hospa Holiness Chapel.
Okay, and Hospa, for those not familiar, that's actually kind of more of a geographic location, correct, in New Mexico. H-O-S-P-A-H, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and... The event that's coming up, what's the date? You're doing a play coming that we're inviting the KLYT listeners to come out to. What's the date of the event and the name of the presentation?
The date is Friday, December 15th at 7 in the evening. And the title of it is Scrooge's Christmas Journey.
Scrooge's Christmas Journey, and I'm going to guess it's a presentation that is family friendly and be a great one to bring someone to that maybe is a little unclear on the gospel.
That's right. We try to incorporate the salvation message in every play that we have, and we've been doing it for over 40 years now, and so we look forward to each one each year. And this one, I think, is especially going to be good. I'm really looking forward to doing it.
And now, Sadie, it's Scrooge's...
Christmas Journey.
Journey, okay. Let me back up a little bit here. You said 40 years, and our listeners are probably like, well, by the sound of your voice, Danielle... so clearly, you're well involved in this, but it certainly predates your involvement. Tell us a little bit about the history of this outreach.
My parents started a mission with the Navajo Indians in 1981. They moved here about a month after they were married and started the mission with the Navajo Indians, and they've been here ever since. And they've had Christmas programs and plays every year. During COVID, we did have to skip a few of them because of the COVID. But now that that's past and over, we're getting back into it, and we're looking forward to having hopefully the biggest crowd ever this year.
Yeah, I mean,
so we're really excited about that.
And I won't go into details, but it wasn't a small crowd that you had. You had a nice audience there last year, and it's a single presentation on December 15th.
Right.
And the other thing I kind of keyed into, sounds like you've done different productions over the years. Is that right?
That's right. We do a different one each year. We usually write the script ourselves, and we team up with another mission as well. And the night before, we do it at their church and kind of condense it because their church is quite a bit smaller than ours. And so we go to theirs and help them along with their school. They have a day school. So we all team up and present the play that night. And then the next night, then they all come over and help us, and we present the play again. So we do it twice, but it's at two different locations.
Okay. And if someone actually was listening and thought, you know what? That sounds like something we might want to do. And Grants is only, an hour and a half depending on how you drive, from Albuquerque, and then certainly if people,
right.
Depending on where they are in the metro area to get out there. But December 15th is the date. And you said, I'm sorry, the presentation gets underway at what time?
At 7.
At 7 o'clock that night. And I actually want to, you know, there's not a website or a Facebook page, but if someone wanted to find out more, what contact information would you want to give?
They're welcome to call me or text me, and I can give my phone number.
Yeah, let's do that.
If that's what you would wish. Okay. The phone number would be 505-240-4149. And you can text, call, whatever. And I'll be more than happy to give directions, whatever. We're about 2 hours northwest of Albuquerque, about an hour north of Grants on Highway 509. And if somebody wants, I can pen drop a link to you or whatever. So we'd be more than happy to have you. And we usually have refreshments, snacks afterwards at our reception center. And we're really looking forward to it this year.
Well, it just sounds like a great family time, and I'm guessing also as you prepare for it, it's probably a great family time for, now it sounds like you and more than one member of your family is involved.
All of us are.
Yeah.
We have of course my husband and I, and my son's involved in it, and then my parents. We've got several of our church members. We're probably going to have about 25 cast members this year. So it'll be a good production.
Okay. And I'll tell the listener too. I mean, let me give the, I'm going to give the phone number here momentarily. That's your cue to go get something to write it on and something to write it with. But we'll give it here momentarily, but I'll tell you, I just looked up Hospa, on Google Maps, and actually, it put a pin on a propane company out in, you know, north of, but I'm, listen, if you just zoom in and go a little farther north, you'll see the chapel, right on the same side of the road. And with that, it'd be a real easy way, to get there. So looks, you know, and looks like good roads getting out there. It's not that hard. I want to back up to your inspiration, you know, the thoughts that you were sharing with me yesterday, that, you know, when it comes around Christmas time, you know, you find these things that, hey, you know what? We can all load up and go do this. It's a great family outing. It's a family friendly place. And as we mentioned earlier, a great opportunity to share the Christmas story and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's happening on December 15th, Scrooge's Christmas Journey in Hospa, New Mexico. Danielle Stokes with her family is putting this together. And you know what? We haven't even had this discussion. I'm assuming it's a free presentation, or are there tickets?
No, it's free. Come one, come all. Let's pack the church out.
All right. Looking forward to it.
As many as we can get in there.
All right. Danielle, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the investment your family has made in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through these presentations each year. And we just look forward to hearing more about how the Scrooge's Christmas Journey goes on December 15th. Thanks so much for your time.
And thank you, Steve, for allowing me to come on. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, hey, don't go away. When we come back, you know, I don't know if you know, today is, it's October 31st, you know, and what does that mean? Well, Reformation Day, right? that's what everyone is all dialed into. And we're going to take a little closer look at the history and what we as Christians maybe should remember as we press on through the day and share with others. We'll get back to it, a discussion with Brian Nixon in studio after the break on ABQ Connect.